I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Anastasia Suslayev recently received her master's in nursing from JMU and will soon be certified as a nurse midwife. Anastasia was 10 when her family fled religious persecution in Kazakhstan. Once the family settled in Harrisonburg, her father pushed his older daughter to get an education.
10 years ago, I graduated from Blue Ridge Community College, getting my associate's degree in arts and science. And I had the honor to be the guest speaker, the student speaker. So that will ever be such a happy moment in my life.
What was so special about it?
My family comes from Kazakhstan, and we came here in 98. My father values education, and overall my family. So my father really wanted me to pursue education. And when I was at Turner Ashby High School, I dual enrolled in Blue Ridge. And I think it was my first leap of faith of like, yeah, I'm going to do this all by myself. I specifically remember a moment when my father was really frustrated with me when I wasn't getting my transcript in or something else at the age of 15. And he said, "Don't you want this? This is your chance to get an education." And I said, "Well, I don't know." And I went on a journey of like, do I really want this? So, graduation was just a great testimony of, yes, I can do this. And America has been fantastic in giving me the chance of getting an education. My father's part of the family, his brother actually was the first one who sought the persecution visa in the 80s when there was a lot of religious persecution.
And you're a Christian?
Correct. I am, yes, I'm a Christian. And by the late 90s, things have settled down in Kazakhstan. But there was still, because of the fall of the Soviet Union, there was a lot of reconstruction that was happening. So my father felt like bringing his family and his three young kids over to the valley would give us education, give us the kind of the American dream opportunity, and also to reunite with a lot of his part of the family.
And what did your father do for a living in Kazakhstan?
He was actually a pastor of a very small church, and he was an electrician on the side. He was a handyman. You couldn't give him a task that he couldn't figure out. He's still that way these days. So that's what he did back there.
How old were you when you
came? I was 10.
Okay. What do you remember about the trip, about getting here, about leaving Kazakhstan?
I remember Kazakhstan as a perfect fairy tale. Everything is in pink, as if I put pink glasses, and that's how it was. Everything was happy. I'm sure there was really hardship for my mother, but my mother had a really good art of making everything right, just like most mamas. She made sure that we never knew that she didn't know what to feed us the next week, or she didn't know where she would get the wood to heat the house, or how I would get good clothes for school, or any of those items. She just made it by and made us feel like we were the world for her. So I don't remember much of the hardships per se. I do remember, however, sitting in the train, and we lived very close to the train track, and leaving everything that I knew. I remember leaving our like light blue colored house that my father and my mother built. I remember leaving the little small village where I lived, and I remember just crying, saying, oh, or thinking to myself, I'm leaving everything that I know of. And it was really hard. But my mother held me tight and said, everything's going to be fine. I'm right here with you. So we had to go through Moscow, which is in Russia, and that was a terrifying experience. I remember getting lost in Moscow by myself in the Moscow, like the transit section. It was horrible, but at the end of it, it all worked out.
Who rescued you? How did you get found again?
And my father came to my rescue, and he said, you should never leave. I think I was really drawn by the colorful lights or something along the lines. I mean, coming from a small, small village, it's interesting that experience. Later, when I was getting my undergraduate from Eastern Mennonite University, we went to D.C. with my nursing group. And I felt that fear came out there. And my professor said, what happened? Why did you feel so frightened when you were safe, when you were with me, when you were with a group? I remember just making a remark like, I'm done with this trip or something along those lines. And she said, you know, I encourage you to dig deeper. And it was later on, I think that week or so, a month, that it dawned on me that that experience in Moscow really came out now.
Is still with you.
Yes, I'm still working through that.
Good.
So I'm getting my graduate degree, master's in nursing from James Madison University in Shenandoah. And my last semester was in the center of Richmond, Virginia. And guess what? Fear came out again.
Did you speak English when you started school?
No, not a word.
And how did you learn?
You know, as kids, we are just little sponges. We absorb everything. I see that in my own kids nowadays. And I remember knowing, I think, two words when I entered fifth grade at Keister Elementary, and that was new student. And I knew with those two words, they would tell me where I need to go and where I need to be.
Good.
And teachers and counselors showed me where I needed to go. I remember pointing to pictures about lunch because I had to pick. And for the world of me, I didn't know what chicken or pizza was. So they had pictures for me and I could point what I wanted that day.
How long before you were able to communicate with your classmates in English? Because I doubt they were learning Russian.
Yes. It just came. It was probably by winter time.
Did you ever feel any tension between the culture of the place you are living now and your heritage?
Obviously, I am a female, mm-hmm. and sometimes in the Russian community, especially a very conservative community, there is a question of education. Do you promote your daughters to get education, especially higher level education, or do you encourage them to seek motherhood and getting married earlier and assuming the roles of motherhood? So that has been challenged. Other than that, the bottom line for me is taking the best of both worlds and being respectful and loving to our humankinds.
The best of both worlds. Give me an example of the best of your heritage culture that you want to preserve.
Sure. It's definitely the language, I would say. I work really hard with my husband trying to get our kids to talk in Russian, at least at home. Just such a huge gift that you can give to your children if you know another language.
As somebody who immigrated to this country at the age of 10, what do you want to teach natural-born American citizens?
Sure. There are no two individuals alike. And same thing with immigrants. We often umbrella everybody under the same place. So all people who immigrate from, let's say, Brazil are this way, or everybody who immigrates from Ukraine are this way. I encourage you to get to know us. I encourage us to engage in conversation and ask us, hey, where are you from? What do you do? What are your interests? How is life here? What have you found interesting here in Harrisonburg? What can we improve on? It's really being welcoming, engaging in conversation, maybe being that first friendly person and asking how we're doing and how things are and getting to know us.
You'll find pictures of Anastasia Suslaev and her family on the Spark page at WMRA.org.